But he is going to play a very important role in beating this very tough Breckenridge team.
Despite having the capability to throw the ball, Harbor Beach has had the pleasure this season of not having to. That's because of the tandem of running backs, both locally known as the Devons. Devon Puff has accumulated 1,116 yards and 19 touchdowns through 12 games, and Devon Finkel, 727 yards and 12 scores.
You absolutely nailed it, Clark. Now, Devon Finkel, he's got significantly less yards on less carries, but in the last 5 weeks, Devon Puff is averaging 7.5 yards a carry. He had 14 for 66 and a touchdown against Beecher. Devon Finkel, more of the same. He's had 57 carries, 400 yards, and 6 TDs in the last 5 weeks. He also had 9 carries, 41 yards, and a score against Ubley. And he had 12 carries, 84 yards, and 3 touchdowns against Beecher. But don't let that fool you. Ethan Hessling gets quietly enough carries to be very important to this squad. He had 4 carries for a very big 68 yards against Ubley in that district final game. He had 7 more carries, 39 yards against Beecher. He is a big guy they like to go to in short yarded situations or just to keep a little pressure off the Devons, and he does a nice job as a sophomore.
Defensively, Harbor Beach is the best in the Greater Thumb Conference. On the season, Harbor Beach has given up just 11.8 points a game, including 3 shutouts in the last 5 weeks.
Well, let's look back to where it really kind of started. They played Lakers, held them to 50 total yards. Saginaw-Novell, 43 yards rushing is all they were able to accumulate, and Flint Beecher was only able to accumulate 132 total yards on the evening. 91 of that came on the ground. This defense has given up 6 TDs in 6 weeks, and keep in mind, 2 of those were in overtime where they had 4 plays to score from the 10. 3 shutouts and 2 one-touchdown games.
We are just 12 minutes away from kicking off today's semifinal game between Breckenridge and Harbor Beach. As you're listening to your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network. It's right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
It seems everywhere you look, you see another huge new steel grain bin on farms and at elevator sites. Many were built by DS Services of Cass City because they are the go-to source for all your grain handling and storage needs. In fact, if you're planning a project, you should contact DS Services now to book your project appointment early because 2019 slots are already being reserved. They handle the complete project from expert site design to a turnkey farm or commercial grain storage and handling system. DS Services thanks their many customers for their business and support. DS Services encourages all school athletics.
The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
Heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Kotick Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motors of Caro. It's that time of year again. Yeah, it's truck season, and we got a great selection of trucks. We got the hard-to-find 2019 Super Duties and a bunch of 2018 F-150s that have a pile of discounts and rebates. We also have a great selection of the new 2019 Ram 1500 trucks that already have a bunch of discounts and rebates. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to More Motors of Carroll today.
Thumb Cellular has the latest phones in time for the Christmas season. New from Apple, the iPhone XS and XR are now available in our stores. And we have a fresh batch of Android phones from Samsung, LG, and Motorola. Remember, new doesn't mean that it'll break the budget. We're offering the new Moto G6 Play for free if you upgrade, add a line, or switch from another carrier. And with Thumb Cellular, you know that you'll get the best coverage in the thumb and nationwide with our advanced 4G LTE network. So what could make this any better? Our people, with so many plans and phones to choose from, will make it easy for you to get the best deal. This is Shelly at Thumb Cellular, and this Christmas season, we've got you covered. Visit us at any one of our stores in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Terms of service apply.
You love Thumb Cellular. Tonka the bum.
you do your best to protect your loved ones. And while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with Albert Insurance Agency to secure a policy today to protect their tomorrows.
Hi, this is Mike from the Albert Insurance Agency. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, we can help. Your family is as important as ours. Call us in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113.
You're listening to your home for high school football on the WLW Sports Network with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, and Dane Banky from Chesaning, Michigan. It's the Breckenridge Huskies against the Harbor Beach Pirates today in the state semifinals in Division 8 football. As the crow flies, 96 miles separate Harbor Beach and Breckenridge High Schools, which is one of the closest opponents the Pirates have ever faced in the state semifinals. Previous semifinal foes for Harbor Beach have been Muskegon Catholic Central, Ishpeming, Traverse City St. Francis, and Goebbels. That one was in 91, which is west of Kalamazoo. That's why we find ourselves in Chesaning, Michigan for today's game. And in comparison to years past, a close drive for Harbor Beach. For the Pirates is a 109-mile journey, taking about 2 hours and 15 minutes. For Breckenridge, just 32 miles in about 40 minutes. In regards to school size, you can't get much closer than Breckenridge and Harbor Beach. There are 222 Pirates in high school and 224 Huskies, just two more students at Breckenridge. This marks the first time that Harbor Beach has faced off with Breckenridge. In fact, these two schools really don't have any common opponents even. The Pirates have had 41 winning seasons since 1950, Breckenridge 21. All-time wins, Harbor Beach 378, Breckenridge 221. With the Pirates winning the regional championship last week, that marks the sixth regional in school history, including four in the last 7 years. For Breckenridge, this would be their first in school history. This season is just the fifth time in school history that the Huskies have made it to the postseason. For Harbor Beach, this would be their 18th since 1980. In the world of offensive production, Harbor Beach is averaging 33.1 points per game. Breckenridge is averaging 37.2, so on offense, it's Breckenridge by 4.1 points. In the playoffs, Harbor Beach is averaging 29.6 points in three games. Huskies, 35.6, 6 points in favor of Breckenridge in the playoffs. Defensively, Harbor Beach still holds the top spot in the Greater Thumb Conference. Though through 12 games, the Pirates are allowing 11.8 points a game. That's an impressive number until you compare it to Breckenridge's 4.4 a game, plus 7.4 for the Huskies of Breckenridge. Las Vegas has set their line for the night and day, and they're confident in their line, unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University and Bill Self Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for today sits at Breckenridge, 13.5 points. Today is the 321st day of the year, meaning just 44 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, have any plans?
No, I just got done with one big plan. Give me a minute to come up with something for the next one, all right?
Okay, and we'd like to say hello and greetings to those listeners to today's game worldwide via WLWSports.com, especially to those holding down the fort while listening inside city limits of Harbor Beach. Dave Hansen, that brings me to this week's trivia question. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Breckenridge, Michigan is a lot like Harbor Beach in the Thumb. It has a large focus on agriculture, a Dollar General, American Legion, a handful of churches, and they even have wind turbines. What they don't have is 93 miles of beautiful shoreline, pure Michigan shoreline like Huron County does. Excluding Saginaw Bay, which Great Lake is closer to Breckenridge, Michigan or Huron?
Well, fortunately in our small talk discussion on the way here, you did tip me off that it's only 1 mile difference between the lakes, but you didn't tell me who it was, and I was listening, but you didn't tell me which one, so I got a 50-50 guess and 1 mile to determine the difference. So I'm going to flip a coin, and it's going to land on, how about Lake Michigan?
Ah, you're incorrect there. It's actually 97 miles to Lake Huron. As the crow flies from Breckenridge, 98 miles to Lake Michigan, which would be Montague. Bonus question. The Village of Breckenridge budget is currently seeing a $2.26 million in revenue with $2.37 million in expenditures. That would be a deficit of about $110,000 this year. What is the city of Harbor Beach's budget difference between revenue and expenses?
I would not know that.
You don't know this one? No,
I'm going to go with a quarter of a million dollar difference.
Well, actually, it's plus $1.6 million. So okay. in the black by one.